Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Coffee Break Chinese, Season 1, Episode 11. Huanying lai dao Coffee Break Chinese. Wo jiao Mark.
Ni hao Mark, wo jiao Crystal.
Ni hao Mark Crystal?
Wo heng hao, ni ne?
Wo fei chang hao.
Tai bang le.
I am delighted to be back here, and I'm sure Crystal is too.
Dui.
And we are back with another episode of Coffee Break Chinese. And in this episode, it's finally time to do some ordering of some coffee and tea and other drinks. So we'll be learning the vocabulary for that, but also the phrases that we can use, the constructions that we can use and we can reuse many times, because that's really what Coffee Break is all about. It's not about learning phrases off by heart. It's about understanding the language and how to use it.
Dui.
Okay, Crystal. My usual question. Okay, given that we are on Coffee Break Chinese, let's begin with the word for coffee. How do you say coffee in Mandarin?
Simple. 咖啡.
咖啡.
对.
So that's... Let me think about the tones there. Those are both high tones. So that's first tone?
对.
咖啡.
对.
Okay. And perhaps coffee isn't the most Chinese of drinks. Mm-hmm. So let's also learn the word for tea.
Mm-hmm. 茶.
茶. Is that a second tone?
对.
茶. Mm-hmm. So we've got 咖啡 and 茶.
对.
So what's the simplest form for asking... I want or I would like a coffee or a tea.
You can say 我要.
我要.
Meaning I want.
Let's hear it again.
我要.
我要. So can I just say 我要 咖啡?
Yes, you can. But sometimes you want to say I want a cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Then you add 一杯.
一杯.
Mm-hmm.
So where does that go?
我要一杯咖啡.
Right, so that's like saying I want a cup of tea, a cup of coffee.
对.
Okay, 我要一杯咖啡.
对.
Let's hear it one more time.
我要一杯咖啡.
So we've got to watch the tones there for it's 一杯咖啡. Mm. So that's a fourth tone for yi,
mm-hmm.
bei, then first.
Mm-hmm.
And then ka, fei are two first tones.
对.
Let's hear it one more time.
我要一杯咖啡.
Leaving some time, of course, for our listeners to repeat. 我要一杯咖啡. Okay, we spent a lot of time over that phrase, but it's very important for Coffee Break Chinese to learn how to say, I want a cup of coffee. Doesn't sound very, very direct if you just say, I want a cup of coffee.
对, but you could say, 请给我一杯咖啡.
So what are you saying there?
请, please.
Please.
给我, give me.
Okay.
一杯咖啡, a cup of coffee.
Right. So let's see if I can do this. 请, then 给我, what are the tones?
给, third tone, 我, third tone.
And 请 is also third tone. I'll say 请给我一杯咖啡.
对.
So that's like saying please give me, and 对. The 我 is the same as I.
对.
I, me, my, and all sorts of things.
对.
So 请给我一杯咖啡.
非常好.
Right. So could I also ask, please give me a cup of tea? Mm-hmm. Let's see if I can do that. 请给我一杯茶。非常好。Right. Please give me a cup of tea. So let's think about the 一杯, that's a cup of.
Yes. So 一 is number one.
Of course, yeah.
And 杯 is the measure word for cup. So 一杯 means one cup.
So can we use other numbers there? For example, if we wanted 3 cups of coffee, could mm-hmm. we say 三杯咖啡?
对对对。
Okay. So 4 cups would be 四杯, and so on. And that works for all the numbers?
Well, not all of them. There's only one exception, which is 2. And when you count 1, 2, 3, 4, you say 一二三四. So mm-hmm. 2 is 二, but you don't say 二杯咖啡. You have to say 两杯咖啡.
Okay, so this is when we're talking about this measure word. It's not, it's 一杯, but then 两杯.
Right. For example, when you count the quantities of something, the number 2 changes to 两 from 2, from 二. For example, we say 2 o'clock, you don't say 二点钟, you have to say 两点钟.
Okay, we'll come back to time in a later lesson, mm-hmm. but it's good to know that this 两 is an alternative word for 2 that's used with the measure words. Is that fair enough to say?
Mm, okay. I could see that, yeah.
Okay, so could I say then, if I wanted 2 cups of tea, 我要两杯茶?
很好.
Okay, it all makes sense. Uh-huh.
But Mark, you have to remember, in China, we have all sorts of tea. Then they would ask you what sort of tea you like.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So then how would they say that?
什么茶?
Now, we've heard 什么 before. That was in 你叫什么名字?
对.
So what is your name? So does that literally mean what tea?
对.
什么茶? Uh-huh. What tea? So is that exactly how it would be asked, or
well,
is there
if you want to expand, you know, a complete sentence, you could say 你要什么茶?
So that's something that you may hear the waiter or the person who's serving you the tea ask you, 你要什么茶? What tea do you want?
Yes, you may also hear 你要喝什么茶?
What is the 喝 in there?
喝 is drink.
Drink. Okay,
what
so you want to drink.
What tea do you want to drink?
What tea do you want to drink? 你要喝什么茶?
对.
Right, so what type of teas are there?
There are all sorts. The popular ones are green tea, 绿茶.
绿茶.
And jasmine tea, 茉莉花茶.
That's a little more tricky. 茉莉花茶.
Mm-hmm.
So let's check the tones there. Let's listen again.
茉莉花茶.
So that's 茉, fourth tone. Mm-hmm. 莉, fourth tone. 花, you said? First tone. Mm-hmm. 茶, second tone.
对.
Okay, so 茶 is always going to be second 对. Tone. Okay. 茉莉花茶.
Uh-huh.
So if I wanted green tea, could I say 我要? 绿, or 绿茶.
我要绿茶.
So 绿茶, that's, what are the tones there?
Fourth tone and the second tone.
绿茶.
很好.
Right, and if I wanted jasmine tea, I'm going to try the longer one. Please uh-huh. give me jasmine tea. 请给我 茉莉花茶.
非常好. Do you want to try? Please give me a cup.
I knew you were going to ask that. Okay, so 请给我一杯茉莉花茶.
太棒了.
Okay, so we've ordered our drinks.
Uh-huh.
We now need to ask for the bill.
Mm.
So could we just ask how much is it?
You could, yeah.
So I think we remember that from earlier. That was 多少钱?
多少钱?
got my tones wrong. 多少钱?
非常好.
So how much is it? And how much would a coffee and a cup of jasmine tea be?
Depends where you are.
Okay.
Okay, so let's see. Normally you can get a cup of tea, jasmine tea, 10 RMB.
Okay.
十块.
十块. So 10 RMB. Okay, you said that you could ask how much is it, but is there another way to ask for the bill?
Yes, you could. You could say, 买单.
买单. So does that just mean bill, the bill?
Yeah, meaning could I pay for the bill, please?
Oh, okay. 买单. So can I pay for the bill?
So 买 is to buy, to pay. 单 is the bill.
Okay. And what would the waiter or waitress say then when they're giving you the bill?
They would say, 给.
Oh, we've heard that before. Is that give?
Yeah, give.
Literally, I give you it kind of thing.
Here you are.
Here you are, 给. And then, so I'm giving over my money. Can I say 给 as well by giving you the money?
Yeah.
And say thank you.
对.
给谢谢.
对对对.
Right, let's try a conversation.
好. So Mark, let's imagine we are in a coffee shop. You're ordering a cup of coffee over the counter.
Okay, so let's have a go.
好. 你好.
你好.
你要喝什么?
一杯咖啡.
50块.
谢谢.
谢谢.
That is quite expensive, is it not?
不贵.
What does that mean?
Not expensive.
It's not expensive for coffee. So coffee is more expensive than tea, basically.
In general. But some tea are very expensive if they are fresh and rare tea. Yes.
Okay. So they were paying 50 RMB for our cup of coffee in a coffee shop. Let's try another conversation, but this time we'll make it a little longer. That was the basic one. Mm. But perhaps if we're sitting down for something to drink.
Uh-huh. Now, Mark, let's make it a little more complicated. Let's imagine you and your wife are visiting China.
Mm-hmm.
And you are in a tea house in China.
Okay.
And you want to order tea for yourself and also for your wife.
Right. So how would I say for my wife?
Well, you have already learned. Please give me a cup of coffee. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, you just say, please give my wife a cup of coffee.
Which I know already.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's have a go. So you're the waitress?
How?
Okay, so let's begin. I think we'll make it the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
下午好.
下午好.
请给我一杯茶.
你要喝什么茶?
绿茶. 请给我妻子. 一杯茉莉花茶。好的. Was that okay?
Very good.
Okay.
非常好.
Right, so the waitress goes off and then she'll bring back our drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Can you bring back our drinks?
Yes. 你的绿茶, 你的茉莉花茶.
谢谢. Okay, we've enjoyed our teas.
Mm-hmm.
I now would like to attract the attention of the waitress. How would I call the waitress over?
You say, 小姐,买单.
So is 小姐, is that like miss?
Yes, young waitress.
Okay, 小姐,买单.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's call the waitress over.
小姐,买单。给,一共68块.
Right, so the waitress has given us the bill, but I'm not entirely sure what the first word that you said there was.
一共, altogether.
Okay, so it's altogether the price is, and then you said the price was, I think, 六十八, which would be 68. 68 RMB. 快. Okay, let's try doing this conversation again, this time a little more naturally, and I think we'll try and bring in some sound effects of a Chinese tea house, okay?
How?
So let's press the button for the Chinese tea house sound effects. 下午好.
下午好.
请给我一杯茶.
你要喝什么茶?
绿茶. 请给我妻子一杯茉莉花茶.
好的. 你的绿茶，你的茉莉花茶。
谢谢。小姐，买单。
给，一共68块，谢谢。
给，谢谢。
谢谢，再见。
再见。OK, we'll be back in just a moment after our break. I'm off for a cup of tea.
好。
We'd like to take this opportunity to remind you that you can get more out of your Coffee Break Chinese experience by signing up for our full course on the Coffee Break Academy. In addition to the audio lessons, you'll get access to bonus listening materials, lesson notes, and video versions of each lesson, showing the Mandarin words and phrases written out in pinyin and Chinese characters. You can find out more at coffeebreakchinese.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, welcome back. This is Coffee Break Chinese, and we are talking about coffee and tea today.
Okay.
Now, earlier, Crystal, you said that tea is very big in China. Can you explain a little more about that?
Tea is a significant part of Chinese day-to-day life.
Mm-hmm.
In China, we see there are a number of important things in your life. For example, oil, you need oil to cook, and salt, and vinegar, and soy sauce, and tea.
Okay, so it's a crucial element.
Yeah, you can't live without tea.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the Chinese character of tea, it shows the significance. For example, the top of character is grass,
mm-hmm.
and in the middle is a person.
In
the bottom of the character is tree. So people live in between grass and tree. That's how we plant tea tree. Right,
okay.
Uh-huh.
So if you're watching the video version of this episode, then you'll see that character and we'll highlight the different bits. So the top part you said was for
grass.
Then the middle part is the symbol for person. And then the bottom is for
tree.
Mm-hmm. So the person is living between the grass and the tree.
Right.
Fantastic. Now, it's presumably not just green tea or jasmine tea.
Indeed. There are so many different types of tea and people tend to drink different type of tea according to the season.
Okay.
For example, in summertime, it's very hot, so they tend to drink green tea. Green tea is cold and cool, so it helps people to cool down.
Mm-hmm.
And in the wintertime, it's cold weather, and people tend to drink black tea.
Yeah.
Black tea warms you up.
So how would you say black tea?
Black tea in Chinese is hong cha. So hong literally means red.
Okay, but
it's not so red.
This
yeah?
is slightly confusing. So hong cha literally would mean red tea, but actually it's what we call in the UK anyway, black tea.
The reason being the tea drink of black tea is red. Not red, but reddish, golden red. That's why you call it hong cha instead of black.
Hei
cha.
Right. And would you have milk or sugar in your tea in China?
Normally, no. Normally, no.
Okay. Right. So any other types of tea that we should know about?
In China, we have huang cha, yellow tea, or gong fu cha. Have you heard about gong fu cha?
I don't think so.
Right. Kung Fu, we know Chinese Kung Fu.
Yeah.
Yeah. So similar pronunciation. Kung Fu means it takes time and hard work to brew the tea.
Right.
It's very popular in Fujian or Guangdong province, south of China.
Mm-hmm.
People tend to sit around a table and drink the tea, spend a lot of time chatting, drink the tea. They use very small teapots. This teapot is made of purple sand, yes, from Jiangxi province. So they are very special, tiny pots. And you put 7 or 10 grams of tea in it, and you keep, you know, pouring hot water, drink it, pour more hot water and drink it. They can spend the whole day drinking tea.
Wow.
Having fun.
Fascinating. Okay, I think it's time to move on and we'll learn some words for other drinks. We've obviously mentioned cafe
mm-hmm.
and cha.
Mm-hmm.
Do people talk about different types of coffee? For example, do we talk about a black coffee or white coffee, those kind of things?
Yes, I do. I think for Chinese, coffee is still a foreign product mm-hmm. Drink in China. So it's easier in the beginning to accept coffee with milk because
okay.
it's not that dark. It's
right.
easier to drink. So that's nǎi kā.
Nǎi kā.
Nǎi literally means milk.
Okay, so milk coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Nǎi kā.
Mm-hmm.
And so what would the black coffee be then if you were wanting a black coffee?
Yeah, it's hei ka.
Oh, you mentioned hei.
Hei, because the color is like black, dark.
Okay.
Yeah.
So hei literally means black.
Yes.
So we've had hei, which is black. Huang,
mm-hmm.
which is red.
Right.
And then when it came to having a white coffee, then we don't see a white coffee, but a milk coffee.
Right.
Let me see if I can remember that. Nai ka.
非常好.
Okay, so if I wanted a cup of white coffee, I could say, 请给我一杯奶咖.
给你的奶咖.
Here's your white coffee.
Right.
What about, actually, you mentioned then 奶 being milk. If I wanted a glass of milk, could I just say, 我要一杯奶?
Not strictly true.
Okay.
Because milk, you have all sorts of different types of milk. For example, you have soya milk.
Mm-hmm.
And in general, when you say milk, it could be cow milk.
Right. So how would we say cow milk?
牛奶.
牛奶.
So you can figure out 牛 is cow.
Okay.
奶 is the milk.
I'm sure we'll be coming back to 牛 when it comes to talking about food. In a future lesson. Okay, so perhaps one other type of coffee that people might like to order would be a cappuccino. Would you ever order a cappuccino
very
in China?
Very fancy, yes. Cappuccino.
Cappuccino.
Mm-hmm.
So our tones there. First tone, well, not the,
ka,
that's third.
Tone.
Okay, so the fourth tone.
Qi.
Second.
No.
Fourth.
对.
So our first syllable was ka, third tone, bu, fourth tone, qi, second, and no, fourth. Ka, bu, qi, no.
Yeah, so not that far away from cappuccino.
Indeed. Okay. Now, if we're going for a coffee or a tea, obviously there may be other drinks that we might want to have. For example, water. Very important.
Shui.
Shui.
Mm-hmm.
Shui. And if you ordered water, would you get tap water?
No, not in China.
Okay.
We don't drink tap water. It has to be bottled water.
Bottled water. Uh-huh. So how would you ask for bottled water or mineral water?
The popular ones are mineral water.
Okay.
Kuang quan shui.
Whoa, that's tricky. Let's hear it again.
Kuang quan shui. So word by word, kuang means mineral. Quan means spring. Water is shui.
So mineral spring water.
Kuang quan shui.
Kuang quan shui.
非常好.
It's tricky. Kuang quan shui. And what about juice? Would we ever order juice?
Oh yeah, popular ones are orange juice. Cheng zhi.
Cheng zhi.
Yeah, cheng means orange.
Mm-hmm.
Zhi means juice, obviously. Cheng zhi.
Cheng zhi.
非常好.
And what about apple juice? Do you get apple juice in China?
Oh, yeah, popular too. 苹果汁.
苹果汁.
So you can figure out what 苹果 is.
I'm guessing that's apple.
Correct.
It's nothing to do with penguin. It sounds like penguin. Penguin juice. I'll remember a penguin having an apple juice. That's how I'll remember that one. Okay, we're going to leave it there. We will be covering some further drinks and indeed more practice of all this language in our bonus episode. Okay, that is it for this episode of Coffee Break Chinese. We hope you've enjoyed it and that you can now order your drinks in a Chinese cafe or a coffee shop or a tea house. Mm-hmm. You will, of course, be able to practice this further with our bonus materials, and there are lesson notes, obviously, for this lesson. There's a video version where you'll see the Chinese characters and the pinyin written out in full. And also our bonus episode I mentioned just before we finished there. You can find out about all of that at coffeebreakchinese.com.
Don't forget, you can visit Coffee Break Chinese on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakchinese. And we'd love to hear about your experiences of having tea or coffee in China.
And if you're learning Chinese on your own, why not invite a friend to join you? Why not tell someone else about your experiences with Coffee Break Chinese this week and help us bring Coffee Break Chinese to a wider audience? That's it for this episode. Thank you very much, and we'll be back again soon.
谢谢,再见.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.